From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Talks continue in Geneva between Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. They're reviewing Russia's proposal for Syria to turn over its chemical weapons cache to international monitors. Kerry has already rejected one proposal from Syria to begin turning over information immediately, but not weapons. Kerry says that's not enough. Meanwhile, a report from Human Rights Watch alleges Syrian government forces and militias executed at least 248 civilians in May. Corpses were piled in the street. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut.
The attacks in two predominantly Sunni Muslim coastal towns are the deadliest since the start of the Syrian conflict, according to a human rights report that documents a methodical execution squad killing men, women, and children in the towns of Al-Baida and Benyas. The report focuses on conventional means of death as negotiators in Geneva wrangle over dismantling a chemical arsenal after the Syrian government was accused of using poison gas in August. On Thursday, Syria signed a UN protocol to end its chemical program. But in an interview released by a Russian television station, Syria's president said he would comply as long as the U.S. ended threats of airstrikes and support for Syria's rebels. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
A judge in India has sentenced four men to death for the gang rape and murder of a young woman last December. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports today's court proceeding lasted less than 2 minutes.
Issuing his decision, Judge Yogesh Khanna said the attack shocked the collective conscience of India, acknowledging the prevalence of assaults on women. He said the courts cannot turn a blind eye toward such gruesome crimes. The judge found that the victim had been so severely injured by rods inserted into her body that her internal organs had been destroyed. As the death sentence was declared, the wail of one of the four men, 20-year-old Vinay Sharma, filled the tiny courtroom. He then broke down in sobs. The mother of the victim had long called for the death penalty for her daughter's assailants and spoke of feeling relieved. The ruling now goes to the Delhi High Court, where the convicted men are certain to appeal. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
Three people have died in torrential flooding in Colorado. Houses have collapsed and bridges washed away in the city of Boulder. Other cities are on alert, and Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is urging people to use caution.
One overriding thing I tell try to say every single time we speak is stay out of your vehicle if possible. Stay home if your home is in a safe place. Obviously, if you're being told to evacuate, then you need to evacuate. But be ready, be prepared.
Emergency crews have rescued people from cars submerged in creeks. President Obama has signed a federal disaster declaration for affected Colorado areas. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 57 points at 15,358. This is NPR. A controversial Arizona election law goes into effect today, but as NPR's Ted Robbins reports, it looks likely that voters will have a chance to repeal it.
Here are some of the things the new Arizona law does. Makes it tougher for third-party candidates to qualify for the ballot, limits who can return a mail ballot to the polls, and eliminates people from the voting rolls if they don't vote in several consecutive elections. Supporters say no one will be disenfranchised, but members of the Republican-controlled Arizona legislature acknowledged it was passed to make it easier for Republicans to get elected. A group opposed to the law has submitted far more than enough signatures to put a measure on next year's ballot repealing the voting changes. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
The Chinese government says that even after it allows citizens of Hong Kong to directly elect their leaders in 2017, Beijing will retain control over the nomination process. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing the comments are a rejection of popular demands for full democracy in the former British colony.
Pro-democracy lawmakers want anyone who gets 80,000 voter nominations to be able to run for chief executive. But a letter on the website of Beijing's liaison office in Hong Kong rejects that idea. The letter points to the territory's law, which stipulates that candidates must be nominated by an official committee. Hong Kong residents understand this to mean a committee stacked with pro-Beijing loyalists. While the law does grant Hong Kong considerable autonomy, Beijing emphasizes that it will not allow Hong Kong to elect a leader who does not obey the central government. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
And I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, working to help investors take control of their financial future. Charles Schwab, own your tomorrow. Learn more at schwab.com.
It's 6 after the hour of 10 a.m. You are listening to the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and that is followed by Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. From 1975, here's music from Coco Taylor, Queen of Chicago Blues.
Fortune told, say you better better go back home, son, and peep through your keyhole. You know the gypsy woman told me that you your mother's bad luck child. Well, you're having a good time now, but that'll be trouble after a while. As she said, I peeped through my keyhole, have another main lane in my bed. You know the gypsy woman told me that you your mother's bad luck child. Well, you're having a good time now, but that'll be trouble after a while.
Muddy Waters, some early Muddy Waters from 1947. That was Muddy on guitar and vocals, of course, Sonny Lance Slim on piano, and Big Crawford on bass. And Sonny Lance Slim was the person really instrumental in getting Muddy Waters hooked up with then it was Aristocrat Records, quickly changed the name to Chess Records, owned by the Chess Brothers. Before we heard Muddy Waters, we heard another well-known Chicago blues artist. We heard Coco Taylor from an album called What It Takes, or I Got What It Takes. That one came out in 75. We heard Coco do Voodoo Woman. And, of course, it is Friday the 13th, so we're going to have to give a sort of a minor nod to that. And in doing so, we will touch upon the music of Willie Dixon, who wrote so many of the really, really important blues tunes that came out of Chicago in the 1950s and 60s. Here's Willie Dixon doing one of his own compositions that he really wrote for Howling Wolf. Willie Dixon with I Ain't Superstitious.
But I'm black and broke my trail. Well, I ain't superstitious, but I'm black and broke my trail. And don't you hit me with a broom, Mr. Simon may get in jail. And when my right eye jumps, I will be real glad. Sign you're gonna be real mad. Well, I ain't superstitious, but a black cat caught my trail. Well, I ain't superstitious, but a black cat caught my trail. And don't you sweep me with a broom, Mr. Simon, may I get in jail.
baby. But when you're right handy, you can I bet you're gonna get some money.
I'm a mojo.
Lavelle White from her disc Miss Lavelle. That one came out on Antone's Records out of Austin, Texas back in 1994. Lavelle doing one of many of her own compositions, a number called Voodoo Man. Before we heard Lavelle, we heard Willie Dixon here on KRVS from a disc called I Am the Blues. Willie Dixon doing I Ain't Superstitious. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Louisiana native Robert Pete Williams, really interesting guitarist. He was discovered playing blues in Angola prison back in 1956 by, maybe it was a little later. Anyway, he was discovered by Dr. Harry Oster, who was a professor at LSU at the time and was doing field recordings at Angola. And Oster ended up petitioning the parole board and got Robert Pete Williams released on sort of a conditional parole. It involved a whole lot of work and really no music. But when that parole ended, Robert Pete Williams started touring. His first major performance was at the Newport Folk Festival back in 1964. Here he is from an album that was put together by folklorist Sam Charters, Robert Pete Williams on guitar doing a number called Graveyard Blues.
That moon looked lost, shine down through the tree. That moon looked lost, shine down through the tree. See my baby. Poor guy can't see me. I'm dying, Lord. Lord, and I don't know what to do. I walk down to the graveyard. I look down and poor Kitty Mayfair. Walk down to the graveyard. Look down at poor Kitty Mayfair. Lord, I wish it was so. Lord, woman, I call you out your grave and take your place.
Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
From my back window. gone back home. Every time I think about her, makes my blood run cold. Did you get that letter that I dropped in your backyard? I would come and see you, baby, but your bad man's got me barred. Now the woman I love caught that southbound train. She's a married woman, but Cliff, I love her just the same.
Josh White Jr. from a disc called House of the Rising Sun, a disc in tribute to his father. And that was, of course, Blood Red River Blues. Before hearing Josh White Jr., we heard Robert Pete Williams. Robert Pete Williams did a number called Graveyard Blues. We're going to turn now to Josh White Sr., who started his career in the early 1930s, his recording career anyway. He was from the Carolinas, as a boy, he was tasked to assist Blind Joe Taggart on his journeys and collect money for Taggart as he played blues, that sort of thing. And he ended up, of course, White became quite a fine blues man himself. Here is Josh White from 1932 with a number called Little Brother Blues.
I've shot my little brother, Lord, I got little brother by my side. Says I've shot my little brother, ooh, got him by my side. When I find that thieving rascal, I swear I'm gonna cut his low down hide. That what you think he can come. Wait till he see my little brother strut his dumb. But you think he can come. When I get through cutting that man, the good Lord will know he's had enough. You mess with my woman, I'm going to tell you what I'll do. You mess with my woman, ooh, tell you what I'll do. Says I'll shoot you with my pistol, I swear I'll cut you with my little brother too. When you mess with my woman, make peace with God or the devil one. When you mess with my woman, ooh, 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 ooh. Gonna shoot you if you stand still, gonna cut your nappy head off if you run. Me and old brother stop our fighting, we, you know, we're Chicago bound. Gonna stop our fighting, ooh, our Chicago bound. Says we massacred this city and we are bound for another town. Brother, bid you all fare you well to thee. Says we finished our job and we're just as happy as we can be.
You know when you're
Shook It and Broke It from a disc called Moving, a brand new release. That was Little G. Weevil on guitars and vocals. And he was preceded by Josh White. We heard Josh White from 1932, again doing a number called Little Brother Blues. He had a very interesting career, a very successful career until it came to a screeching halt in around 1950 or so, when he ran afoul of Joe McCarthy and the House Un-American Activities Committee back then. And that definitely ruined his career, which he was quite a blues talent. We're going to turn now to Corey Harris. He spent years in New Orleans. We're going to go back to 1997 and listen to one of his tracks from a disc called Fish Ain't Biting. Here's Corey Harris on guitar and vocals with 5-0 Blues.
They try to kill Mumia, but they can't. hear my fair girl call my name. Yet I can't you hear my fair girl call my name. Yet I lost she call so loud, yes, I'm plain. Station, had a tears falling down. Got some news this morning, my baby. Yeah, she left town. Yeah, she gone away. Yeah, I got some bad news, bad. Baby left town. Yeah, took my money. Yeah, you got my clothes. Going down the road now, baby. Yeah, I Lord knows. And I know you're going down the road, but I wonder who I go. Come on back, Lord, I want you love.
Kelly Joe Phelps from his 1994 release, Lead Me On. He had a couple of other discs where he still played in the same style since that time. He's changed a bit, but his early blues recordings are definitely classics. I was a number call of My Baby Blues. Kelly Joe Phelps was preceded here on KRVS by Corey Harris. We heard Corey doing 5-0 blues from his disc Fish Ain't Bitin'. Again, that one came out in 1997. We're going to go to the year 2007 next here on the Blues Box and listen to Dion DiMucci of Dion and the Belmonts fame. Many, many years ago. He's got a couple of good blues albums out. We're going to turn to one called Son of Skip James. Here's Dion doing a cover of the Robert Johnson tune, Preaching Blues.
Well, the first time I met the blues, I was walking to the woods. First time
into the woods. And the blues come after me, child. It done me all the harm it could. You know the blues come after me, they chase me tree to tree. You know the blues, little girl, they chase me tree to tree. I got down on my knee, I cried, blues don't murder me. But oh, blues, they low down, aching hard to chill. But oh, blues, they low down, aching hard to chill. I hope you never had them, hope you never will. Come on.
I got a girl named Willie Mae, and she lives in a low-low land. I got a girl named Willie Mae, and she lives in a low-low land. Nah, the way I got that woman, I declare I stole her from a man. All my life, baby, you know I had the wrong. All my life, baby, you know I had it wrong. Nah, just on account of me breaking up one poor man's home. When I get to thinking about Willie Mae, cold chills run up and down my spine. When I get to thinking about Willie Mae, cold chills run up and down my spine. Sometime I wished I was dead, but Willie Mae, you know I'm afraid of dying. Willie Mae, don't you hear me calling you? Willie Mae, don't you hear me calling you? Now if I don't get my Willie Mae, ain't no other woman will do.
All right, Eric.
I got a girl named Willie Mae, and she lives in the Lolo Land. I got a girl named Willie Mae, and she lives in the Lolo Land. Nah, the way I got that woman, I declare I stole her from a man. I'm gonna leave you, I'm going on down the line. I'm gonna leave here, baby, I'm going on down the line. You know I don't do nothing here, Lord knows the grief and cry. Willie Mae, you know I don't do nothing but grief and cry. Willie Mae, baby, you know I do nothing but grief and cry.
Billy Boy Arnold from a disc that he had out last year along with Eric Noden on guitar. Arnold's disc is entitled Billy Boy Arnold Sings Big Bill Brunsey, and that was an old Big Bill Brunsey tune called Willie Mae Blues. And that disc did pretty well for Billy Boy Arnold. He himself was part of one of the members of the Chicago blues scene back in the 1950s, a fine blues harp player. He played with all sorts of people back then before getting a straight job for quite a number of years. Before we heard Billy Boy Arnold, we heard Dion from a disc called Son of Skip James. Again, he did a cover of the Robert Johnson tune Preaching Blues. And, of course, Johnson's tune was actually based on an old Son House tune of the same name. Next year on KRVS, recorded in Memphis back in 1927, here is Furry Lewis talking about the most popular pastry in blues.
I went to the gypsies, get my fortune told. Went to the gypsies, baby, get my fortune told. Lord, the gypsies told me, boy, you got a jelly roll. Ain't nobody in town cook a jelly roll like mine. Nobody in town cook a jelly roll like mine. Nobody in town cook a jelly roll like mine. I'm a fight on Main Street, Lord, I saw down here. Place on Main Street, Lord, and I saw down deal. Looking for my good Lord, did we all call Lucille? I know you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? Babe, I know you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? And you won't be bothered with me around your house no more. Love my good God, quit me, my kid done put me down. Love my God, done quit me, my kid done put me down. I wouldn't hate so bad, but it talks all over town. We got a new way spelling, Memphis, Tennessee. We got a new way spelling, Memphis, Tennessee. Double M, double E, Lord, A-Y-N-Z. Lord, my gal done quit me. My gal done quit me now. I'm going to the river, I'm gonna jump overboard and drown.
Again, from 1927, that was Furry Lewis on guitar and vocals with a number called Jelly Roll. We have